KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy, windy, and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of drizzle this morning, some showers and isolated thunderstorms midday into early afternoon, and a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. There will be a wind advisory in effect for all the entire listening area beginning at 10 o'clock this morning. That wind advisory continues until 2 o'clock for the far west and southwest counties, and that's when a red flag warning will kick in, and that'll run until 8 o'clock tonight. Otherwise, the wind advisory for Cass and other area counties to the north, east, and south will be in effect until midnight. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. In the news this morning, Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports two women were arrested on separate drug charges following traffic stops by the Fremont County K-9 unit over the weekend. 33-year-old Crystal Brayman of Sydney was pulled over for speeding at around 9:15 p.m. Saturday in Sydney. During the stop, deputies observed drug paraphernalia in plain view inside the vehicle. Brayman was placed under arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia and later released on $300 bond. And at around 12:25 a.m. Sunday, 29-year-old Gina Campbell of Bellingham, Washington, was pulled over for speeding near the intersection of 195th Avenue and Highway 2 in Fremont County. During the stop, the K-9 Roby was deployed and alerted to the presence of controlled substances in the vehicle. The search of the vehicle revealed methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and a handgun concealed inside the vehicle. Campbell was placed under arrest for possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a traffic offense with other charges pending. She was later released on $1,300 bond. Their K-9 Roby, by the way, was put into service with the Fremont County Sheriff's Office on February 28th. Red Oak Police report the arrest of three people Sunday morning. At around 4:23 a.m., officers took into custody 21-year-old Nicholas Brenton Schooling of Red Oak on charges that include possession of controlled substance marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Schooling's bond was set at $1,000. At around 2:30 Sunday morning, Red Oak police arrested 56-year-old Gary Richard Germer Jr. of Red Oak for domestic abuse assault. Germer Jr. was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail until being seen by a magistrate. And at around 1:35 a.m. Sunday, Red Oak police arrested 23-year-old Stephanie Rayanne Smith of Red Oak for OWI first offense. Smith was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $1,000 cash bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a man was arrested late Saturday night on drug charges. 19-year-old Lucas Alexander Gray of Newmarket was taken into custody in Villisca at around 11 p.m. Saturday and charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Gray was also cited for possession of alcohol under the legal age, and he was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Montgomery County deputies arrested 19-year-old Emily Miley Squires of Villisca at around 6:30 p.m. Saturday in Villisca. Squires was charged with possession of controlled substance first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. An accident in Red Oak Saturday evening was blamed on sun glare and following too closely. 35-year-old Bobby Joe Bruce of Red Oak told police the sun was in her eyes and she didn't realize how close her 1995 Dodge Stratus was to a vehicle that was in front of her before rear-ending the other vehicle at around 5:40 p.m. Saturday. The accident happened as a 2005 Toyota Tundra pickup driven by 68-year-old Walter Williams of Glenwood was slowing down before crossing the intersection at 3rd and Elm Streets in Red Oak. There were no injuries reported, and damage from the collision amounted to $3,300. There were also no citations issued. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a trio of drug-related arrests took place Friday evening into late Friday night. At around 5:40 p.m., Clarinda Police arrested 38-year-old Stacy Jean Garagus of Council Bluffs for felony possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of methamphetamine. Garagus was arrested after meth was located at a pickup she was operating in the vicinity of 9th and Chestnut in Clarinda. She'd been pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. Garagus was being held on a $125,000 bond. At around 10:45 p.m. Friday, officers with the Clarinda Police Department, Page and Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, executed a search warrant at a residence at 614 East Washington Street. Officers seized about 30 grams of meth, a small amount of marijuana, numerous items of drug paraphernalia, and a small amount of cash. They arrested 42-year-old J. Dean Miles and 34-year-old Cynthia Joanne Butler of Clarinda. Miles and Butler are charged with felony possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of meth. They were both being held in the Page County Jail on $125,000 bond. Clarinda Emergency Medical Services provided some standby medical support functions during the execution of the search warrant. All the police for reports will be forwarded to the Page County Attorney's Office for review and consideration of filing of formal indictments in Page County District Court. In the funeral announcements, artist Knopp, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for artist Knopp will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Bernard Mader, age 95, of Corning, died Friday. Funeral services for Bernard Mader will be today at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church in Reno, Iowa. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Phyllis Robinson, age 96, of Harlan and formerly of Shelby, died Thursday. Funeral services for Phyllis Robinson will be today at 10:30 at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Donald Scott, age 86, who's formerly of Panora, died Thursday in Grimes. Memorial services for Donald Scott will be today at 10:30 at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. James Buwalda, age 43, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for James Buwalda were held on Sunday in South Dakota. His family will greet friends locally today from 4 until 8 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lillian Jean Goff Miller, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jean Miller will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joanne Harlan, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. A celebration of life for Joanne Harlan will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Vincent Jens Hansen, age 99, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Vincent Hansen will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Betty Jean Borst, age 81, of Redfield, died February 25th in Arizona. Funeral services for Betty Borst will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Marcus Stessman, age 88, of Erling, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Marcus Stessman will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dale Fink, age 87, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Celebration of Life services for Dale Fink will be on Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Margaret Casper Bauer, age 97, of Manning, died Sunday. Services for Margaret Casper Bauer are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.